Welcome to the Link Together podcast, a place where we attempt to unpack the connections between our faith and how it influences the way we live our daily lives. I'm your host, Bob Hegdahl, pastor of Mission and Outreach at Calvary Lutheran Church in Clarkston, Michigan, as well as development pastor for our campus in Lapeer. Each episode offers perspective into possible avenues of living out our faith through our daily lives and features an interview segment with someone from one of the campuses of Calvary, the communities that we serve, and beyond. Special thanks, as always, goes out to Kelly Rinaldi for all of her help with PR, and for Keith Van Gore for his mastery of all things sound-related. You both are appreciated. We also appreciate you, our listeners, and are glad that you've joined us for episode number 3. If you will, please like and subscribe to the podcast, which arrives on the first and third Thursdays of each month. The word for this episode of Spiritual Snack is impact. Impact is a strong word, defined as the striking of one thing against another, a collision. If you Google the word impact, all sorts of businesses using the word impact come up. I guess the word impact can be good for business. But what does the word impact have to do with living a life of faith? Each of us, in our own unique way, are called to make an impact in the world. Many people of faith often wonder if they really can do anything to make an impact in the world we live in. The answer is yes. There are so many ways that you can make a change in the world. Just doing something can do a lot. God has a plan for each and every one of us to make a difference in the world, an impact. Impact is defined as striking one thing against another. We can make an impact when we strike out against things like food insecurity, injustice, and racism, adding our voice, our time, talent, and resources to the call for reform. We can have an impact when we reach out to someone who has been on our mind lately, and we have been meaning to check in on them, but we have not. Do it. We can have impact when we participate in community efforts to enact a change for the better, to help others, being the hands and feet of God in the world. Hebrews 13:16 says, "Make sure you don't take things for granted and go slack in working for the common good. Share what you have with others. God takes particular pleasure in acts of worship, a different kind of sacrifice that takes place in the kitchens and workplaces and on the streets. Want to make an impact? Join with others and work for the common good." There are so many opportunities in our neighborhoods, schools, and communities to make an impact. I'm willing to bet that if you thought about it, you could identify ways that you are already working for the common good and making an impact. But perhaps you've never connected those things that you've done as a way that you are living out your faith in your daily life. When we give of ourselves, when we react to the needs of our community, we are, in a way, living our faith as part of our daily lives, and it has impact for others. Have you ever thought that something you have done, whether it be an act of kindness, generosity, or participating in a community improvement project, is a place of impact? It is. The impact we can have in our communities is significant, and just as significant is the way making an impact will have on our minds, bodies, and spirits. Helping others feels good. Making a difference feels good. Giving of your time for something that will advance the greater good feels fantastic. It doesn't just feel good, it also is how we are called to be present in the world as people of faith. Hebrews 10 reminds us to think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. This scripture is a reminder to us that when we attempt to live our lives in a way that makes impact for others, we do not have to do it alone. We can do it together. We can do it in groups or organizations we are a part of, or churches that we belong to. At Calvary, we live into motivating one another to acts of love and good works when we remind each other that when we encourage each other to have impact in the world and work side by side, we always do it better together. The more, the merrier. The more people engaged, more potential the impact. One of the things that I have come to appreciate during my 10 months in Clarkston is that the community organizations, churches, and agencies have a special relationship with one another, and it provides a huge impact for the city and this part of Oakland County. In too many places where I have served, worked, and lived, the organizations, churches, and agencies acted more like individual islands than part of a community, each doing their own thing with no real cross-pollinization. They did great things for the community, but mostly as solo organizations, not banded together. I was pleasantly surprised when I arrived at Calvary and found that part of my responsibilities was to be on a team that organizes Community Impact Weekend twice a year with over 40 organizations and hundreds of volunteers all banding together in acts of service for the community. Talk about impact. Talk about being better together as a community. Clarkston is modeling a way for it to happen. Impact, the striking of one thing, agencies, civic groups, and churches, along with hundreds of volunteers, striking out against another, the needs of people in communities, and doing it together. If you would like to consider joining in the experience of the next Community Impact Weekend, we have one coming up in just a few weeks, April 23rd to 25th. To volunteer or to learn more about Community Impact Weekend, go to communityimpactweekend.org. When it comes to making an impact as the hands and feet of God in the world, remember 1 Corinthians that says, "For we are partners working together for God, and you are God's field. You are also God's building. You, child of God, were designed to make an impact in the world." The Link Together, Connecting Faith and Life podcast is a ministry of Calvary Lutheran Church with campuses in Clarkston, White Lake, Pontiac, Lapeer, Pinckney, and beyond. Calvary Lutheran Church is here because you matter. At Calvary, people are invited to come as they really are and to become all that God has made them to be. We believe that we are blessed so that we may be a blessing to others, and our mission is ultimately to know Christ and to make Christ known. To find out more about Calvary Lutheran Church and all the vibrant ministries, check out our webpage at calvaryinfo.org, or better yet, attend one of our weekly worship experiences, either in person or online. My guest today for Talk to the Hand is Russ Milano. Russ is a layperson from Clarkston Community Church and one of the leads for Community Impact Weekend, which happens twice a year in April and November. Russ is part of the community outreach team at his church, as well as the lead for the Handy Ministry, which assists homeowners with small home improvement jobs throughout Clarkston and the surrounding communities. It's a pleasure to have him today, and I think you, our listeners, will learn a lot from Russ's story. All right, so Russ, welcome to the Link Together podcast. It's great to have you today.
Thanks for having me.
As we get started today, one of the things we like to ask our guests is, give us a little glimpse of your story as to just how you became a person of faith.
Yeah, mine started probably about 12, 13 years ago. And I was, for the most of my adult life and even my late teenage years, not really connected with the Lord. I went to a Methodist church up to probably seventh grade or so, but then kind of started living a secular life. And about 12, 13 years ago, I thought I was doing everything I was supposed to do that society told me to do. Had a gone to college, got a good job, had a fantastic wife, two lovely children, climbed the corporate ladder at several different companies, and you know, big house, multiple cars, and I was miserable. Not only was I miserable, I was suffering from depression. I had done everything everybody told me to do, yet I was not satisfied. And as it turns out, I was on a client visit in Atlanta and talking to one of my customers over lunch, and I don't know if he could see I was struggling or just having conversation, and he shared his faith with me. And I had no idea that he was a man of faith, but he was somebody I looked up to as a mentor. He was my customer, but he was also just a great man, the way he carried himself, everything he did, and he shared his faith over lunch. And that was it. Never said it again, you know. And it really hit me that night back in the hotel room that I was not doing what I was made to do. And I prayed and accepted Jesus that night, and my life has changed ever since.
Awesome. Thank you. That's, you never sort of expect over a lunch with a business associate that it'll go there, but it's always awesome how God works in and through us, and sometimes despite us,
yeah,
despite our best efforts.
And in today's world, it's really tough. In the business world, I sell software, enterprise software for a large company, and people don't want to talk about faith at work. It's kind of discouraged. It's like, you don't talk about faith, you don't talk about politics at work. Those are two no-nos. And I think that's actually wrong. One of my groups I'm in is doing a book study on sharing your faith in the marketplace. And I think that we as people of faith need to do that more and more.
Awesome. Thank you. So that really lends into our next question, which is sort of, you know, as you look at your life, and in what specific ways do you see your faith affecting the way that you live your daily life? It could be at work, what you just mentioned, or in your home life with your friends. You know, so in any environment, really, in what ways do you specifically see your faith affecting the way that you're living your life?
Yeah, it's kind of multiple different characteristics, or almost bipolar in a way, if you think about it. With family and friends that I've been around for a long time, who knew me in my secular mode for so many years, it's really hard. It's a lot harder for me to take and connect my faith and live out my faith in front of them. But in the community where I'm not known that way, I've got a couple of different ways. I volunteer through both what we do here in Clarkston around Community Impact Weekend, but also through a ministry we have called the Hanny Ministry, which helps homeowners who can't keep their homes repaired and need help with that. We reach out. And in those situations, I'm able to connect my volunteerism and my faith by not just fixing the physical needs of the homeowner, you know, repairing the roof or whatever, but also trying to connect with them spiritually and seeing if they need some help there. And that's starting to work. We didn't always do that, but we're starting to do that more. And so that's helping. Work is a challenge. People don't want to share their faith at work, and I'm getting more bold doing that. And I'm finding as I do that one-on-one with people, I'm amazed at how many other people of faith there are where I work that also are struggling with sharing their faith. And now that we've opened up to each other, it's been fantastic. We talk about it openly. We pray for each other. And so it took a leap of faith to do it. Now that I've done it, it's coming much more naturally.
Sharing your faith, really, it's not something that just happens. It really is a process, isn't it? It's a process of, you know, taking different steps at different times and being bold at different times and being meek sometimes. And so, being able to share your faith, in everyday life is really is an important way to show your faith to the world. So if you were looking back, you know, who are some people in your life that really impacted your faith walk, the people who sort of modeled living their faith through the way they led their daily lives? And what part of what you witnessed from them became part of how you today live out your faith life?
Yeah, there are a few people who really impacted me. The one that was the most consistent throughout my entire life was my mother. She shows me how to pray. She was always praying. I think every time we talked, she let me know she was praying for me. And even though maybe I didn't appreciate it at the time, it definitely impacts how I work today and what I do today. And now I model that behavior when I'm doing my prayers, thinking about other folks who may not be open to the Lord right now, but I know He loves them. They're a child of His, and so I'm praying for them. The second person is that client of mine. His name is Don, who lives in Atlanta, and he modeled a behavior in a work world. Very confident person, not afraid to share his faith, but also keeping it even keel in the workplace so that he shared it. But he wasn't an evangelist running down the halls knocking on people's doors when he has a business to run. But he was sharing it. The other two are more local heroes of mine, two gentlemen who unfortunately both have passed, but they showed me how to reach out in the community and help others. A gentleman named Roy Waterstrat was a friend of mine at CCC, Clarkston Community Church, and he helped me get the Handy Ministry started. And he showed me how you can help other people and lift them up, not by giving a handout, but a hand up. And that while you're doing that, you can share your faith. And then another friend of mine, Larry Glineski, was so confident and so bold with his faith. And it was always right in front, but it was never never offensive to people. He shared it with believers and non-believers alike, had a great sense of humor, and just a great way of sharing that faith. And they both showed me that it's okay to share your faith with non-believers. And whether they accept it or not, doesn't matter. Just share it. And I think back to my coming to the Lord, it was that way. Don shared it over lunch, didn't know how I was going to react, didn't know if I would accept, didn't know if I'd say I'm a believer as well. But just having that willingness to do it. And it was really easy to start doing it now is I just share my story like I have here. Here's what happened to me. I wasn't a believer. Now I am. Here's how it happened. And once you tell your story, that other people, yeah, I kind of have the same things. And people will hear your story and they realize that they're in the same place. And we're all in a different spot in our walk. I'm still feeling myself as a junior Christian here, still learning my ways. There's a lot I have to learn that. So,
great. Well, the scripture really does remind us that we're seed scatterers. We're not called to plant, you know, these nice straight rows. And that part of it's messy, you know, as you figure it out. But, you know, this we don't need to worry about the soil. We just need to plant the seeds. So thank you. So in what areas of your life, as you look at your life today, do you really wish reflected more of your faith or the person that you are to the people that you encounter?
Yeah, I think the two areas that I wish I had, and I'm working on these, but I've got to do more here, is my close friends and those relationships that I've had for a long time, and also the family members. And not all my family members are believers. And so those are two areas where I actually need to practice what I'm doing out in the community more with those folks that know me in a different way and just be more confident with that and realize, as you said, we're scattering seeds. I don't know which ones of those are struggling behind the scenes. And I'm not doing them a service by not sharing my belief and the impact it's had on my life and that it will have in eternity with them. And I want them to be with me in eternity. So I just need to get more bold and not worry about what they're going to say. Not worry about rejection. It'll be fine. But those are two areas that I need to take and do more.
That's so true. You know, we only know the shoes that we walk in. We don't know what other people are bringing to the table whenever we might engage them, whatever they're going through. You know, it's really not part of our understanding. We just go forward in faith and let, you know, God and the Holy Spirit, you know, interact as necessary. So as you reflect on, you know, these questions and, you know, what advice would you give to someone in the future who's going to sit where you're sitting this morning and wants to live their life through their faith or their faith through their life, but they're not sure where to begin? What would you suggest for them?
My story, and I would just say repeat what I did. The first thing to me was I prayed every morning to God to change me. After accepting him, I said, change me to be the person you want me to be, not what this world wants me to be. Show me what it is you want me to do. And I think what he's showing me keeps changing every couple of years, and I think that's part of his plan to help me grow. He can't show me the whole plan because I can't comprehend it, but he'll take and bring me along at the pace that makes sense. The second was to connect with a group of people who are kind of like-minded believers, whether that's a Bible study group, a men's group, a women's group, a youth group, but get involved with some people because that's where I saw things start to pick up, and that's when doors started to open for me saying, here's how I can actually not just become a believer but be active in sharing my faith and doing it. And it gave me confidence. I learned how to pray better. I've learned how to share my faith better. I've learned how to help others better. I've learned to think about others more and less about myself. I think I'm less self-centered now than I used to be. I can ask my wife to see if that's true or not. But so I think getting in a small group of some sort or a couple groups, try something, see what's going to work. And the third thing, and this is something I wrote down as kind of a value or a goal that I try to look at in my daily devotionals, is that I want to resolve to no longer let, you know, people or the society that we live in today define who I am and tell me what is right and what mold I should fit in. So I want to be who God wants me to be and fulfill the plan he has for my life and not what I'm constantly bombarded with through music and TV and, you know, society in general, and saying this is what you need to be, I need to listen to him. And the way I get into that is by, you know, daily devotionals, reading scripture, being in small groups, and just praying.
That's powerful. So I've been at Calvary now about 10 months, and one of the things that I've appreciated most is the relationship that Clarkston has in the community. Organizations and churches and agencies sort of all banding together for this thing that I found out about as I arrived called Community Impact Weekend. And we have one coming up in just a couple of weeks. And since you're the lead for this round of Community Impact Weekend, if you could just, you know, share with our listeners a little bit of maybe the backstory of Community Impact Weekend, and then how people can get involved, and where they need to go to find the sites that are available, and how they can really pitch in and be part of something that's really unique in communities that we want to lift up, that when, you know, churches and agencies begin to realize that they're not islands, that they're connected with bridges, and those bridges can do powerful things. When that happens, you know, good things happen for the community, and good things happen for all the individual entities that are involved. So give us a little bit about the Community Impact Weekend that's coming up, and how people can sign up and be a part of it.
Sure. And I think the genesis of this was, before I got started with it, was, you know, 10, 12 years ago, and that every fall Calvary had a special volunteer event to help help folks out in the community, and Clarkston Community Church was doing one in the spring. And somehow they learned about it and, you know, came together and said, hey, let's team up. Well, as soon as they decided to team up, you know, other churches joined in and other organizations, and now we have an Impact Weekend the first weekend in November, and then we have one the last weekend in April every year. And we all come together and take turns, you know, leading the projects and leading the committees. But it's great to see anywhere from, you know, 500 to 800 people out that weekend wearing their yellow shirts and helping out our neighbors, those in need in our community, helping out the organizations that help those people. So the ways in which you can get involved is, it's fantastic, because we've got projects for every skill level, every age level. We've got projects that you can do indoors, and you know, writing letters, or, you know, making plarn, things like that don't require a lot of physical labor, but, you know, anybody can do. We've got some things that are more technical, such as, you know, doing some building construction and some of those kinds of things. But we're trying to reach out and help as many of our neighbors as we can, and be the hands and feet of the Lord here, you know, in our community. And I find it especially gratifying when I find myself working on a project next to somebody who's not a follower of Jesus. And we're just working, and we're helping, and we're talking. And they'll say, well, so how did this whole thing get started? Or, you know, how did you get involved in this? And I just share my story again. I just share, hey, I wasn't a believer, and now I am, and here's how it happened. And it's really impactful to the volunteers, but then to the homeowners who just so much want to be able to live in their own homes and live their lives like we all would want to do. So the way people can get involved is volunteering, and we have a volunteer website set up called communityimpactweekend.org. So Community Impact Weekend, all kind of scrunched together, .org. And if you go there, you'll find some of the backstory. You'll find some past pictures and videos. But at the very top, on the very first page, there's a big icon with a painted handprint. If you just click on that picture, it'll take you right to our sign-up tool. And we've got about 30 different projects happening April 24th and April 25th. And volunteers can sign up. It has all the details, what age groups, where the location's going to be, how long the project's going to run. So there's a lot of different ways for people to plug in. And, you know, hopefully folks will share that with their family, with their friends, with their coworkers, you know, and bring other people into our volunteer network as well. And then go ahead and plan again for, you know, early November, when we'll plan to do it again.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And thank you for all that you do, you know, not just for Clarkston Community Church, but for the community of Clarkston and all the surrounding areas that you serve through all the ministries that you're engaged in. But I want to thank you today for being a guest on the Link Together podcast. And this is going to come out on April 15th. So thanks, Russ. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Current mission and outreach opportunities for Calvary Lutheran Church. We continue our partnership with Lighthouse of Oakland County to distribute boxes with 35 pounds of non-perishable items to our neighbors and local agencies every Wednesday on our Clarkston campus. Beginning at 8 a.m., the food boxes are removed from a semi and stacked on pallets. The boxes are then distributed between 9 and 12 to individual families and local organizations that drive through for curbside pickup. If you would like to be a part of this amazing serving opportunity, you can sign up at Calvary's website, calvaryinfo.org. www.thebaldwincenter.org. The Baldwin Center currently serves over 1,000 sandwiches per week to the homeless in the area. As part of our ongoing partnership, Calvary has a fresh new way for us to continue this very important and impactful work in the Pontiac area. Serving opportunities include shoppers, sandwich makers and packers, and drivers. Calvary PPE protocols will include facial coverings and social distance is required. We will be making 200 sandwiches per week, and we're looking for sponsors for this new program. 1 week of sandwiches costs about $150. That's just 75 cents per sandwich. If you'd like to contribute to this effort, please contact Calvary under Hunger Initiative. Do you like helping out neighbors with small home repairs and projects? We're looking for people interested in serving as an extension of our partnership with Clarkston Community Church. We are looking for skilled and unskilled labor for small construction and rehab projects in the Clarkston area. Generally, there are multiple projects occurring at the same time, and all levels of help are welcomed. If you're interested in any of these opportunities, please reach out to Pastor Bob Hegdahl at 313-384-9659 or BHEGDAL at calvary-lutheran.org. As this episode comes to an end, I ask that you please take the time to sign up to receive the podcast and to share the link with friends and family in the hope that more and more people, hearing how others live out their faith, will be inspired to make a faith-life connection of their own. As we journey through this thing called life, we have so much we can learn from one another, truly being better together. As always, I'll leave you today with until next time, keep making those faith and daily life connections, as you may be the first or only Bible someone may ever read.